The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm right, you're right, everybody sing this song, talking along over, and we'll whip out our dong.
All this time, and you don't even know the words.
I was pretty fucking close.
Close enough. I mean, he said who's right. Hey, he said who's right. Yay!
So, yeah, all right, let's get this fucking thing over with. I mean, hi, everybody.
Hi.
We got ourselves a special guest coming up later.
Woo-hoo.
I found us a real live voiceover artist that is interested in doing stuff for us.
Woo-hoo. That's awesome.
Now, if either one of us had any fucking imagination, we could come up with something funny.
Maybe if we could draw, we could do a cartoon and she could do all the voices.
I wonder if we could, yeah, we could do that and then have her do
the animation, the writing, too.
The writing and the animation.
Yeah, and she could pitch it to all the major networks.
Anyway, stay tuned for that. Shayla Ayers is her name. Oh, right. So how was your week?
Good. Everything is wonderful in Anthony Land.
Anthony Land. Hold on.
You know the world revolves around me, right?
Do you care to elaborate?
No. Just know that everything is great over here.
Oh, that's good. So I had an interesting day yesterday. It was my daughter's high school graduation.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm here in sunny, humid as fuck North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So the school that she goes to, there was about 400 kids in the graduating class.
Yeah.
And what's the right way to say this? There's a lot of diversity there.
All right.
So the graduation ceremony was outside on the football field.
Yep.
And I would say it was probably a mixture of 40% white, 60% diversity. And
all right.
So the principal, I guess, or superintendent, whoever the fuck was talking, made it very clear that it is expected that you hold your applause, or you give the same amount of applause to every student, and you stay for every student. You don't get up and leave when your kid's name is called.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it was pretty even mix, I guess.
Yeah.
So we got there. I want to say not late. We got there. So yeah, we got there, walking up the bleachers as the national anthem was playing.
Oh, okay, that's kind of late.
And as we were walking up the bleachers, my wife said, "Should we stop and put our hand over our heart?" And I said, "Fuck no, I'm protesting."
You should have taken a knee.
You know, so there were plenty of people that stayed seated.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were all diversity.
All right.
Well, we learned that in our last episode.
I know.
We
got it. It's just funny every time I hear it.
And you know what? It didn't even bother me. Not that it should. I mean,
it didn't even bother me.
No,
like you would think it would bother you, but it didn't. That was awesome.
You know, I mean, So
you didn't feel like you were alone in the dark?
No, it was 40% light.
Okay, all right.
But the thing about it is, you know, if you read like graduation attendance etiquette, you're not supposed to make it about you. It's about the students.
Okay.
The graduates, you know, this is their time. Right. So don't wear any loud colors. Don't wear any, you know, just blend in.
Yeah.
It didn't specifically say don't protest, but
just to protest the graduation. All right.
But as far as I'm concerned, I was more disrespectful by continuing to walk up acting like I didn't hear it than anybody that stayed seated.
Why?
Because they made it a conscious effort to stay seated when everybody else stood, right?
Yeah.
I just acted like it wasn't playing. I had my eye on a good seat, and I was not going to let all the people that died for my right to find that good seat and overtake it. And that's what America is about.
I was assuming that you had your eyes shifting around looking for the hot dog guy. There's found my seat. Where's the hot dog guy?
All right, dick.
So were the people pissed? Could you tell? Were they upset with you that you were interrupting their spiritual moment?
So I seen some shifty-eyed white guys staring at me as I'd walk by, yeah.
Shifty-eyed white guys.
And I muttered, don't pay attention to me. Look at them diversities protesting. You shifty-eyed fucker.
Get back to your flag.
Psst, have you seen the hot dog guy?
Now that would have been funny.
This ain't NASCAR. What the fuck are we doing here?
Your daughter graduated to the pit crew.
So anyway, like I said, he made it very clear that it was expected that you stay there throughout the entire ceremony.
Yeah.
And it was almost like one for one. No, let me rephrase that. It was almost like 6 for 10 that every time that they would name a student, as the student got their diploma and went back to the group, you could just scan the entire audience and see there was another family leaving.
So all the people with the shitty last name started with a Z. There's nobody there for them. Just their family.
In the section of bleachers that we were sitting, I was all the way up at the top, all the way over to the right. Farthest away, right?
Yeah.
So, but in that entire section, by the time they got to the last person,
yeah,
we were the only people in that section.
Your name's not even that far down the alphabet. That is
no,
awesome.
No. I said when they were all done.
Oh, when they were done. Okay. I was just assumed that you got up when they called her name and left.
No, we stayed. We stayed through the whole thing. But the funny thing is, I don't know if it's funny. This is just an observation. I'm not passing judgment.
Uh huh.
I would say that it was about, by the time the ceremony was over with,
yeah,
the ratio went from 60% diversity to about 8% diversity. Huh. It's just an observation.
I wonder why that is.
Also, there were a lot of really big hats in the audience.
Was it sunny out?
It was like I was at a diversified Kentucky Derby. Again, strictly an observation.
Good thing you clarified.
Well, I don't want to seem like I'm picking on anybody.
I know. I understand.
For all these people, no, I'm talking about Chinese people.
Right. When you work, you got a high population of Chinese in your area.
Viet Cong. Yeah. Zipperheads.
Oh, boy.
That's great to call back to a last week's Patreon episode that nobody heard.
Yep, yep. Exactly.
All of a sudden, I'm just coming up with racist comments.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
So if you didn't, those of you that don't know, which is like all of you, but a couple, Anthony and I delved into last week what was it, like a racial slur
database or
yeah, racial slur like that. Database, and we learned a couple new words. So
yeah, I didn't realize people were such assholes. It's a whole database of that shit.
All right. So I just sipped coffee in the mic. I apologize. That annoys the fuck out of me.
You don't have to apologize. It doesn't annoy me because I'm a normal person.
I wasn't apologizing to you.
Well, it doesn't annoy them either because they're normal people. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, all I get is fucking people talking about you coughing all the time. You're going to tell me that they don't care?
Right. Hey, if they've listened to this show more than once or twice and they still listen, don't fucking talk about me coughing. You know what's going to happen. Just shut the fuck up.
All right, everybody.
If you're a first-time listener, yeah, you can go ahead and talk about it. But other than that, just shut up.
Well, fuck. You got anything else? You got anything that happened to you this week that you can talk about?
No,
all right.
I got nothing. Nope.
Oh, you're fine. Fuck.
Oh, shit. I got a whole lot of nothing.
So I guess we'll just... I got no more stories. I'll just jump into this story about the bakery.
All right. This is a shitty one.
At this Portland bakery, white guilt poisons the batter. I fucking hate the words white guilt.
Me too. And batter is slightly sexual, right? White guilt, batter, all in the same
sentence. I forgot what this was about. I was thinking it was something else.
Oh, yeah,
this one's going to piss me off.
What'd you think it was?
I don't know. Just people being shitty to black people because they're black.
Oh, no. No, this isn't that.
This is people being shitty to white people because they're white.
Right.
So this is okay then, right?
Yeah.
No. Is it? I don't know.
Not only is it okay, it's good.
Encouraged.
Whatever. Yeah, encouraged. There you go. I couldn't think of the word. It's encouraged, right. This is pretty long. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking for the quick and dirty.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I'm going to read this. I'm not going to read the article.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. Back to Eden Bakery. This is a timeline. At 9:02 p.m., we were unusually busy for closing time, which is stated as 9 p.m., everywhere that our hours appear. Most of the seats were filled, and there were 4 people in line waiting to be served. At 9:03 p.m., our employee turns the open sign light off. At 9:04, 2 more white women walk in and line up to be served. At this point, the customers present are informed that we are officially closed. At 9:06, Lillian enters and stands in line to be served, assuming given how many people are still inside. Hold on, I got freaking shit in the way. Okay. At 9:00, the doors unlocked, and we are, given how many people are still inside, and the doors unlocked, that we are still open. Lillian is told we are closed, and the last 2 women in line are the last to be served. After that, she exits the building and begins taking her first video. I should have probably done some, like, give the quick synopsis of the story.
So, the lady walks in, like you said. The bakery's closed when she walks in. She feels like she was denied service because she was black, because there was other people in line after they had turned off the close sign. They told them, hey, we're going to serve these people. They told her, we're not serving you. So she went outside, filmed, and said that these 2 white employees wouldn't serve her because she's black. And she demanded that the employees be fired and did a Facebook Live video and all that. The next morning, the owner of the bakery fired the 2 white employees and basically admitted that they didn't do anything wrong, but they just didn't understand the implications of not serving a black woman.
That was a very good synopsis. As you were talking, I was scanning, trying to find what I was looking for here. And it's, I guess, to what you just said. At the time, no clear policy had been established for clearing the shop of customers at closing time. This is after they had been called in. This is, God, I'm all over the fucking place.
Yeah,
this is my first time doing it. Okay, Lisa, who is, I believe, one of the
employees that got fired, right?
Right, yeah, one of the racist employees that were fired. Lisa recalls, I got a text that I needed to come in for a meeting, and when I arrived, they asked if I had been on Facebook. Blomgren and her manager.
That's the owner of the restaurant, the owner of the bakery.
Okay. Blomgren and her manager went on to summarize what was happening online. Activists of color and their white allies were demanding the employees be... demanding that the employees be fired. Some were also demanding the bakery financially compensate Green. Green was the black lady that was not served.
Right.
After closing time. After the post at closing time. When you can't just walk into a fucking store and start demanding that they make you something because the motherfucking place is closed.
And then you want money for that.
Financially compensate Green. Lisa was shocked by Green's accusations and says she found it difficult to understand how an innocuous closing could be construed as a racist personal attack. It was, there's quotes.
I don't know where you're at.
It was so innocent. When she was told that she and her colleague had been fired, she broke into tears. At the time, no clear policy had been established for clearing the shop of customers at closing time. They said they knew we didn't mean anything by what we did, and that it was something we did almost nightly. Are you with me now on the story, or are you even trying to find it?
No, I don't. Where are you at? Are you under closing time? I'm scrolling through this, but I don't know where you're at.
No, I was watching you in the camera, and you were staring at the ceiling.
No, I was not.
At the time... All right, there you are. Come on.
The fallout?
At the time, that's the first line in the paragraph.
I'm looking. Come on. You're killing me.
Oh, yeah, I'm killing you.
No, not my stupid computer.
You know you can do like a control F, and then just type at the time, and you'll jump right to it.
That's some bullshit. You're getting out of character here.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to find it. Hey. Out of character. Like I'm a character.
At the time, one of them was Lisa?
Nope.
All right. At the time, no clear policy had been established.
All right.
Woo!
Ready? And action. At the time, no clear policy had been established for clearing the shop of customers at closing time.
They said they knew we didn't mean anything by what we did, and that it was something we did almost nightly.
Lisa recalls.
But with everything that was happening, the only way to make things right was to let both of us go.
She says the management offered to give her a glowing
glowing recommendation.
She says the management offered to give her a...
blowjob.
To cheer her up. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
It didn't work.
He didn't do it right.
For more reasons than one. The bakery refused to support and defend its own staff when it mattered, she says. So how fucked up is that? The whole thing is fucked up. So the story goes on, and they created an apology. They went through and looked at the footage and seen that, you know, they came in after hours.
Yeah.
How is this racist?
It's not racist. There is nothing racist about this. This is, I think this is the logical conclusion where things are going to go with what we have. This is what happens. If you're black, you just do whatever you want. You just literally do whatever you want. The place closed, you didn't serve me, it's racist. That means that the next place that's closed, you better serve that black person no matter what. Midnight, you closed at 9, doesn't matter.
You call the owner at home. What up, homie? I'm looking for some biscuits.
I need some biscuits. Better get your ass down here.
Get down here, you racist.
I mean, isn't that obvious? The owner's got to post his cell phone on the door, and when you want biscuits and you're black, you get biscuits. It's like 30 minutes or less, or you're racist.
You see, motherfucker, I'm looking for some baklava.
Sorry, sir, we don't make that. That's racist.
You're racist against black people that like Greek treats. Right. Is it baklava or baklava?
I've always said baklava, but I don't know if that's right.
We'll just say cake.
Perfect. We'll just call them gyros. It's all gyros.
Is it gyro or euro?
I've always said euro, unless I'm joking, then I say gyro.
Is it joking or yoking?
I've always said joking. But from now on, I'm going to say yoking.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what. Where do you go from here? I mean, the owner is white. He issued an apology. They said that his apology wasn't good enough.
So that's what that's where the owner fucked up. He should have never issued an apology because there was nothing wrong done. I'm sorry that you can't read that we closed at 9. I don't that
right. unless the employee did something racist and not serving you after closing time while you're black isn't racist.
I know you get up later than the rest of us, but that doesn't mean you get to come in.
Oh boy.
We don't have to shift our closing time to accommodate.
So what I think this is I think this is a professional, what do they call it? A professional agitator, like a professional activist trying to make trouble. That's what it seems like to me. Like this lady, she identified herself as an activist before any of this even started, you know, in her video or whatever. Just trying to make trouble. And if you read the rest of this article, it brings up another guy down in or out in Oregon named Cameron Witten.
Where are you at?
The Race Hustler. This article actually calls him the Race Hustler. So I'll just read this little exchange. I'll start right here. One of Witten's points is that his time is valuable and he should not be expected to help white people with their racism without compensation. I totally agree. Before the event, I messaged him and said I was looking forward to the panel. I wanted to thank him for taking the time to be on my podcast. In the South, we do that by buying folks a beer. Me, I owe you a beer. Let me buy you one tonight. Him, I don't drink. I accept cash, though. Me, how about a salad? LOL. Him, I find salads offensive. So that's the kind of person that we're fucking dealing with. This guy invited this, I don't know who this guy is, but he invited him on his podcast to talk about the event, and he just wants money. I mean, you know, he can't even take a beer. He just wants money. Just give me money.
I'm okay with that.
Fuck that. I'm not.
Speaking of which, somebody offers to
buy you a beer.
Speaking of which, don't forget to go to patreon.com/who'sright.
All right. I changed my mind. I'm okay with that. Give us money.
If somebody was to say, hey, we would like you guys to come on our show and discuss this topic,
mm-hmm.
I would say that's $800.
And I would also say I find salads offensive. Just out of context.
Or no, I think more appropriately you should say it's obvious that my co-host finds salads offensive. By the way, yeah. Have you seen the hot dog guy?
That's awesome. This is the same guy, this Cameron Witten, is the same guy that started the, what the fuck do they call those, diversity, where everybody got 10 bucks for being black? Remember we talked about that?
Reparation
night or whatever. This is the same, yeah. This is the same guy that started that. These are just professional agitators. They're just people that want their name in the news for activist activities for their own self-interest.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. That's fine. It's there's nothing wrong with stirring up hate and everything in America and causing the race war to happen faster.
I'm okay with that also, except for those two white people lost their job.
Yeah, but there's enough white people that have jobs already.
There's enough white people that have jobs already. I guess you're right about that.
So I wonder if this bakery is going to do what Starbucks did and have the diversity training. Or...
I think they should.
So now, class, as you understand, we close at 9 o'clock unless the person's black. Or
so I go to this subreddit where they talk about social justice, and they try to explain social justice to anybody that's interested from a social justice point of view. So somebody asked about this Portland bakery incident on this subreddit. The first comment was, I don't see how the bakery did anything wrong. I'm not going to shed a tear over a few white folks who inadvertently became a casualty in the quest for social equality. We've dealt with much worse. That's the line of thinking that we're dealing with here.
Yeah, exactly. There's enough white people that have jobs. Maybe this will teach somebody else a lesson.
Yeah.
Which is black people can come in whenever they want. I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's the lesson here. Black people can do whatever they want. And here, on top of that, you better not call the police on them ever.
Here's what I think. I think that you should go to one of your nearby neighborhoods and look for a black-owned business and wait till they close. Mm-hmm. And then... or wait till their posted closing time and then go inside and demand to be served.
Uh-huh.
And when they tell you to get the fuck out, go on Facebook and say they chose not to serve me chitlins because I'm white.
Why is it got to be chitlins? Caviar. They chose not to serve me caviar because I'm white.
You ever had chitlins?
No. I'm not even sure what it is. It's some kind of intestines, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nope, never had it.
Cool.
Cool story, bro. How about you?
Nope.
All right.
I did have something the other, last week, I think it's called souse.
Souse? Never heard
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I think it's a southern thing, but, all right, so see if I get the order right here. If you, let's see. Yeah, okay. So if you own a cow and you want to slaughter it,
okay,
you take all the good meat and you send that to the butcher, and that's where you get steaks and
sure,
chicken nuggets or whatever. Fuck out.
from the cow, all right?
and anything that you can't...
Nugget?
Yeah, anything that you can't send to the butcher goes into Steakums.
Oh. Okay? All right.
Anything that you can't put into Steakums becomes souse.
Like the assholes and the eyes and the fingernails or whatever?
Yeah, the fingernails, Anthony.
Hoof nails? They got hoof nails?
So I bought some of that. It's like, I don't know, like 80 cents for 60 pounds of it or something. I don't know.
Please, take this away from us. We don't want to pay to get rid of it.
So I cooked up some bacon mm-hmm. and then used the bacon grease to fry this stuff to get it crispy.
Uh-huh.
And then I took a bite of it and threw it all away.
Did it just taste like garbage? Because it sounds like garbage.
It tasted like the stuff that nobody would eat in on purpose, but apparently it's like a big deal here.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they? What do they put it on? Just bread?
They do just what I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Man, the South is weird.
Fuck, you have no idea. Huh. Yeah, it's. I could have a whole list of things. Every week, I could tell you about my, you know, being a damn Yankee here in the South.
Yeah.
They still argue about the Civil fucking War. It's like a week of conversation that I hear about the Civil War.
Are you serious?
I'm fucking serious.
What's to argue?
You get your ass back over that Mason-Dixon line, Yankee. What the fuck are you talking about? Where's the cavalry?
What the fuck are you talking about? I've heard of the Mason-Dixon line, but I don't know what the fuck that is.
I think I suppose that's the line that separated the North from the losers.
The North from the losers. Is it as bad as people say? Is there Confederate flags everywhere?
Oh, yeah. It's not uncommon to see them. I wouldn't say it's like everywhere, but yeah, it's not uncommon. Hmm. And I mean, black people here fly them. It's a Southern pride thing, whatever the fuck that means. How you're proud because you were born in a certain part of the country? That's fucking retarded.
Don't use the R word.
That's restricted.
There you go. That is so restricted.
I've tried having conversations with people about it, and it's just like, you wouldn't understand. We're the same age, dick.
That's when you, okay, make me understand. Explain it so that I understand, you know? But I can't. You wouldn't understand. Right.
There's a huge flea market here locally that I haven't went in a couple weeks, but it's like every other booth, man, is, it's like, I've sent you pictures. There's just Confederate flags everywhere. Like, oh, fuck. It's just so fucking weird. I don't understand it.
Is it every weekend?
It's every day.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I think. Fuck, I don't know. I got a job, man.
Yeah, your job is going to flea markets, man. Come on. Why don't you just get a booth and be one of them guys? That's your job now.
I should do that. That'd be a good career change. Quit having to worry about all kinds of fucking problems and just sell
socks.
Confederate socks.
Just buy a bunch of socks, draw a Confederate flag on them with the marker, sell them.
Have you, you know, we should probably talk about our new sponsor, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we should, definitely. That's a good idea.
So it's, motherfucker. Hold on.
All right.
All right. So did you, you fuck anything with it yet?
What? Anything or anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not yet.
So we are now officially sponsored by Spunk Lube.
Yeah.
So what that means is if you're a podcast, just ask him to send you some and he will.
What a sponsorship. So I would say I'm about against sponsorship as you can possibly get, but Doug said we're going to be sponsored by Spunk Lube, and I don't even think you got the sentence out, and I'm in. I'm spunk. That's great. We get to use the word spunk. I'm in, man. That was like a sponsorship made in heaven for me. So go buy Spunk Lube.
So have you even opened yours yet?
Not yet. I just come out here and admire them. There's big old bottle that says Spunk Lube on it. I think about all the people squirting it in their girl's ass, and it's great. Buy Spunk Lube, fuck your wife in the ass with it.
I don't know. Is it weird that the first thing that I did is tasted all of them? Is that weird?
Nope. kind of cool, actually.
the one I did
was taste them.
The one in the white bottle, or with the white letters.
Yeah.
You know, it. You spray it on your hand. It looks like you just fucking came in your hand. So of course I did that.
So you had to taste it.
And then I laughed it up like a dog. It's weird.
Oh shit! That's
no homo.
Amazing. No, of course. My wife said she started reading the ingredients and she said, "Well, if we don't use them for sex, you can use them for body lotion. It sounds good." Body lotion? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm over here licking it, and you're rubbing it all over your face, neck, and chest. Right. No, you know what? You guys go ahead and keep them bottles. Just don't mention us on your show. I don't think you understand how this stuff's supposed to be used.
They're going to cut their sponsorship and ask them that we send it back. Yeah, right. So buy Spunk Lube.
What do you want to do? You want to talk about we have merch?
Yeah. Now that we're on a sponsorship kick, go over to We Have Merch, especially if you're a podcast. It'll help him grow his brand and get your
this is a great live read, as we say in the business.
Right.
You know what? Maybe you should type something out. It'll help him grow his brand, because that's what people want.
Right. go get your shit from We Have Merch. What's his name?
No.
What's his name?
Buy our shit.
Oh, yeah.
At We Have Merch.
What's his name? Jello?
Shiloh. You know what? How about if I just take this one?
Fuck no, I'm doing a good job. All right, go over and see Jello at We Have Merch.
Don't buy the stuff with one L.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. That's my line. Oh, shit. Yeah, go buy a shirt, even if it's not from us. Just go buy a shirt. Help the guy out. Help somebody out.
No, it's not about helping him out. It's about helping other podcasters and shit, you stupid fuck.
Go over and buy a cancer shirt.
I got word that we are not too far away from having a butt plug with your face printed on it.
Woohoo! If that happens, will you stick it up your butt?
With spunk lube.
Yes! on the live stream.
I'm only doing it to support our sponsors.
I support you supporting our sponsors.
I got a question. If that comes to fruition,
uh-huh.
Can I use that picture for that?
Sure.
All right. You know nobody's going to buy it. I mean,
except for you and me now. I want a butt plug with my face on it. Can you imagine a butt plug with your own face on it?
Go fuck yourself. Okay.
So if that happens, I want Roxy Ray to support or endorse our butt plug with my face on it. That would be fucking amazing.
What if she puts it up with your face on it?
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
All right.
That would be hilarious.
God, the possibilities are endless.
Your
face could be up so many assholes.
All right. Oh, zinger.
What? All right. You want to... We got like 14 fucking incel articles to talk about, and I don't want to.
You don't want to?
I don't want to talk about all of them.
Oh.
All right.
You want to first to just tell people what an incel is?
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's get to our special guest. This is professional. I like saying that. Hold on. Aren't we professionals?
Yep.
I mean,
you said, aren't we professionals?
Oh. What's the difference between professional and amateur? Professional gets paid for it, right?
Right.
All right. And we've got patrons.
Right.
So we're professional. We're professional broadcasters.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I'm in. Yeah, we are professional broadcasters. I'm in.
With commercials and everything. Who would have thunk?
Yeah. Help him grow his brand.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. It just sounds so gay when you say that. I mean, sounds so homosexual when you say that. Wait, that wasn't any better.
Hey, just because they take it up the ass, they get to put it wherever they want.
We're going to get to that later.
Okay. All right. What the fuck were we talking about? Oh, yeah, professional voiceover artist Shayla Ayers. Please explain to us what an incel is.
According to Wikipedia, incels are self-identifying members of an online subculture who define themselves as unable to find a romantic or sexual partner despite desiring one, a state they describe as inceldom. Self-identified incels are mostly white, male, and heterosexual. Discussions in incel forums are often characterized by resentment, misanthropy, self-pity, self-loathing, misogyny, racism, a sense of entitlement or a right to sex, and the endorsement of violence against sexually active people. The Southern Poverty Law Center described the subculture as part of the online male supremacist ecosystem, and self-described incels have committed at least 4 mass murders in North America.
All right. That was
interesting.
Those people are fucking stupid. That's what she should have said. Those people
are
stupid.
That's all she needed to say. Those people are fucking stupid. Oh, my God.
What do you think? I need some ideas. What can we use her for?
Well, did you want to incorporate the butt plug with my face on it, or?
Hey, at this point, all options are open. I understand that you're a voiceover artist, but this needs to be done.
So I'm going to need you to voiceover me sticking this up your butt. Try to make it more natural, please.
Into the mic, I need you to say, "Ooh, what a lovely tea party." Can you real quietly whisper, "Have you seen the hot dog guy?"
So I think you need to have her say that, "Oh, what a lovely tea party," and that should start every single show. Just her saying that should, before we play the music, "Oh, what a lovely tea party." That's funny.
Okay. All right. So that's your next task. Could you please do that and send that to me? Thank you. Was that rude?
No. I think me asking her to stick a butt plug up her ass with my face on it is more rude than that.
And you know what? That didn't even skip a beat with that.
It didn't even faze you.
I mean, because that's like normal. Yeah. Like, don't you always ask people that?
I do. I mean, I don't know about you. Like, hey, I got this butt plug with my face on it.
Listen, I'm just trying to take your order. Did you want fries or not?
I need you to put a brown beard on this butt plug with me.
So are we going to talk about incels then?
Oh, I suppose we can.
Up to speed?
Just now that we got everybody. Have we ever gotten anybody up to speed on anything?
Oh, all right. So this came from, God. I'm going to jump to that one on Twitter. God damn it. What was her name? It's the one that brought this up. She was the feminist that we talked about in our Patreon episode.
Was it? Not Aaron. What the
Aaron fuck? Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich.
I want to give her credit.
Yeah. I'm looking through the list to see if I can find her name here.
Aaron.
I thought it was Aaron, right?
Aaron. You know what? I can find it. You, talk to people while I'm looking. Aaron.
Incel, a.k.a. involuntarily celibate. A person, usually male, who has a horrible person. I was just reading this thing while you were looking. Did you read this thing?
All right. Aaron Brooke.
Ah, there you go. Aaron Brooke. I knew it was Aaron something.
So I think, from what I gathered, that I feel like, because I'm not smart enough to keep up with her. Because this Aaron chick is actually, I don't think you're supposed to call a feminist a chick, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I think she's smart. She's just not aligned with our way of thinking.
Okay.
But she's very articulate.
All right.
And I'm sure she makes a mean sandwich. I don't know why.
I don't think you're supposed to call them chicks, but I'm sure she makes a mean sandwich. That's good.
Are you saying that because she's a woman, she doesn't?
Yes.
You sexist pig.
Yes. I bet I could make a better sandwich than her. I wouldn't, but I'm all sure right. I could.
It's a sandwich off. I'll be the judge.
It's a sandwich off. Wait. Are we just going to mail you the sandwiches? Wait, each make a sandwich and mail them to Doug.
I find salads offensive. All right. You know what? I should have copied that tweet that whatever. Anyway, incels now have a dating website and it's disturbing. Huh. Are you with me here?
No, are you on the incel dating? Are you just on her Twitter?
Nope. I'm on the thing that
got this. Oh, yeah. Like her. Yep. Now I'm with you. I didn't know where you were at. All right. I got it.
All right. I'll read the title again. Incels now have a dating website and it's disturbing.
incels.
There you go. Short for
involuntary celibates.
Is a toxic masculine subculture that rose from the misogynist depths of the internet and onto newspaper headlines in recent months. After the suspect behind the Toronto van attack was linked to the community. Now, incels appear to have the last thing they deserve. A dating website.
Wait a
California.
Minute. The last thing they deserve. This sounds like a bitch that wrote this. Fucking bitch. The last thing they deserve. That's bullshit. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Apparently you're in, what do they call it? You're a supporter of the incel movement?
No, but just to say that somebody doesn't deserve a dating website, fuck you. That's a condescending way to talk. You can tell within this article hasn't even started and she's already being, or they, I don't even know if it's a she, they've already been condescending. So fuck off. All right, go ahead.
Are you being serious?
Yes. The last thing they deserve. Fuck off.
Apparently we're going to have a different conversation than what I had anticipated.
All right.
So from what I've been reading, these incel things are just people that can't get laid, and then they talk about women being cunts and bitches and everything because they won't have sex with them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the last thing they deserve is having a fucking web or a dating site.
No.
Because they are socially inept and fat.
How do you know? It's obvious that they're socially inept. How do you know they're fat?
Duh.
All right. Touché.
So instead of going to the gym and working out or stop eating Twinkies in your mom's basement, whatever the fuck they're doing, if they were to go out and just try to meet somebody, they wouldn't have all this angst and hatred towards women.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that you agree with me so far?
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, so don't patronize. Don't.
I am absolutely not patronizing anybody. But the
don't
article.
Don't patron to them.
The article.
Patron to us.
Even the title of the article, it's condescending. I don't understand.
Okay, so it's condescending. I'm good with it being condescending.
It's because you're an asshole.
No, these people are assholes. These people are for rape.
You have a group that is completely made up of assholes. They're for all these things. So the best way to handle that situation of a group inside of our society that advocates these things is to condescend to them and be total fucking dickheads to them. Why not try to understand why they are like this and try to help them change themselves instead of just being condescending assholes?
And what have you done to reach out to an incel?
Fuck you. I'm sure our show's touched a lot of incels.
If you're just having a dry spell, are you an incel? Or do you have to be a virgin?
I don't know. if you're just having a dry spell, if that's the case, then as soon as I'm done having sex, up until the next time I have sex, I'm an incel, right?
Yes. I mean, that's what I'm asking. So maybe that's what it needs is to take a different approach. You know, let everybody know there's a little bit of incel in all of it. All of us.
Right.
Except for women, because they're bitches.
We didn't even get like two sentences into this fucking article. And we're already arguing. All right, go ahead.
Can we get this wrapped up? I got to go play Dungeons and Dragons.
All right.
Here we go again. Now, incels appear to have the last thing they deserve. A dating website. California-based Date an Incel launched this week, hoping to match raging sexists with women who love men who hate women.
All right.
And, fuck. And you're okay with this.
No, I didn't say I'm okay with it. Well, okay, wait. Yes, I am okay with them having a dating website. If a woman is stupid enough to go to a dating website for incels, yes, I am okay with it. So we should not let this exist? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. We should systematically eliminate all the incels and the way that they propagandize each other and keep everything going.
All right.
Did any of that make any sense? Nope. I'm not sure. All right. So I just jumped to their Twitter page, and it's their little fucking bio or whatever says, a new dating website and community helping to heal the world.
So
this is stupid.
They believe that if men don't have sex regularly, they will start killing people. They believe that if they don't get sex, that they are entitled to sex from hot women. And if they don't get the sex that they're entitled to, then anything that happens after that is on the women that didn't have sex.
Yes, it's beyond their control.
Yeah, 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 exactly. If I go
you know
out,
what?
If
I think I can relate.
If I go out and kill somebody, it's because hot women wouldn't have sex with me. I don't see the problem here.
Yeah, I apparently I'm a pro incel hater. I'm a self-hating incel.
Tell me that you don't want to have sex with hot women.
No.
See? You can't. Now, if you go out and kill somebody, has nothing to do with anything, and you can use this as a defense, well, I didn't get to have sex with hot women. And then you get off of the murder.
Yeah. Just for the sake of the show, I think I'm going to set up an account on here.
All right. I don't want anybody to...
These people are fucking turds, man. There's nothing you can say to make me think anything otherwise.
I agree. I don't want,
if you are,
to be confused. This is fucking retarded.
If you are pro-rape, you are anti-who's right. How's that?
Can't you be both?
No.
So if I... All right. So does that mean that anybody that's anti-rape is pro-who's right?
Yep.
Our fan base just grew huge. That's awesome.
So by default, anybody that all these people that come out against us and badmouth us, they are rapists.
Wait. Did you say racists or rapists?
Racist rapists.
All right.
Retarded racist rapists.
They got the three R's covered.
The three R's got it.
All right, so if you're a Chad or a Stacy, you probably want to stay away from the incels. They'll kill you. Oh, we didn't cover that, did we? Chads and Stacys are people that have sex. In the incel community, if you're a man that has sex, you're a Chad. If you're a woman that has sex, you're a Stacy. And all they do is just sit around and talk about all the Chads and Stacys and feel sorry for themselves and talk about how women are bitches and then wonder why they can't have sex.
This is from the website. Changing the world, two people at a time. A new dating company looking to heal the world. We help form relationships that spread a message of love and peace. Many people suffer from the negative effects of involuntary celibacy. These incels often share the same common goals as the rest of the population, a desire for acceptance, love, and community. We built Date and Incel to bring this minority group into the forefront of the online dating scene, providing them with a platform to be connected with regular partners. If you have felt moved by the recent media attention around the incel movement and have been looking for a way to turn your romantic life into a message of hope, Date and Incel is a service for you. We match the attributes and interests of both incels and other site users to aim to form romantic relationships that by their very nature reduce risk that plagues society. This is fucking nuts.
See, I like their description better than the condescending description that they used, you know, the other people use. Just let them explain it themselves. They do enough damage just explaining the shit themselves. This shit is so far out of, like, logical reasoning. I just can't get it.
What is it, onus? They are putting the onus on...
Women.
Women.
Yes.
To... You know, this was just some guy in his basement that can create a fucking...
But the problem is that it was some guy in his basement, and then a whole other group of guys were like, yeah, finally.
Well, if you look at their Twitter, it looks like it's a whole group of about...
12?
40 people. And we should call them all out one by one.
I'm okay with that.
Starting with Who's Right Pod.
As soon as this show's over, I'm going to make sure that the Who's Right Navy follows them.
Parody account. Yeah. This isn't even.
So they have a...
Beyond incel.
A testimonial from supposedly a woman who's used this site. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So it says, I had been looking for a way to contribute to solving the problems of the world with incredible love, integrity, and humanity. So the problems of the world, you're going to solve the problems of the world by dating an asshole. Oh, having been single for a few years whilst actively lobbying for democratic reform. What the fuck? My friend showed me an ad online she had seen for Dating Incel. It felt like the perfect way to unite both my professional and personal desires.
I just had something that... All right, so the voiceover artist?
Yeah.
You know, we exchanged a few messages, just me sending her what to read and all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
But early on, it was just... You know, professional pleasantries, I guess you'd say.
Sure.
Where I'd asked if she wanted to get involved in the show. She said, let me listen, and then followed up with a yes. And I said, okay, great. And then there was like a couple days where there was no messages. Mm-hmm. And I said, I took that testimonial, copied it and pasted it and sent it to her as a script.
Uh-huh.
She took it as if I was confessing my love of my new dating site to.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So I sent it, and then it was like, I don't know, an hour later, I got a message back, and it was like, I don't know that we are at this point that...
She was letting you down gently, right? She's like, I just want to be friends.
Listen, I'm glad you found Brad and everything, but did... So does that mean you don't want me to read something?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's great. You found a website and everything, but
what do you want from me? And now she's going to hear that I want to butt plug up her ass with my face on it.
Yeah, well, it was great having her involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. We'll be respectful. I promise.
Is that what you told her? What the fuck did you do that for? When have we ever been respectful of anything?
Dave, the producer.
All right.
You have never once asked him to put a butt plug with your face up his butt.
Hey, Dave, the producer. I would love for you to ask Juliet... All right, I'm out.
She said she would sign one.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. In that case, I thought that was funnier than you. Huh? Really? Interesting. I'll make a note.
I'll make a note.
All right. Looks like we got one, two.
Is it illegal to auction off things that you've put in your ass?
Nope. Do it now.
Do it now.
Put that guitar that's hanging behind you.
Put it in your
ass. Do that first.
Put it in your butt. I'm going to put this coffee cup up my butt and then auction it off for charity.
I support it. All right. Are we done?
I don't know. Are we?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
How much we got into this piece of shit?
Let's see. We got, yeah, about an hour.
All right. You feel like recording a Patreon episode?
Yeah. I got it in me, I think. Not the butt plug.
You're about to. All right. Head over to whosrightpodcast.com. I'll give you a link to, we have merch. Don't forget to buy some spunk lube and rub it all over your face, neck, and chest. What else? 508-974-4489. That's the phone number that you are apparently not allowed to call.
It must be disconnected.
No, hey, don't forget. Don't forget that we're on the Hush Your Face Network.
Are you talking to me? Because I did. Are we still part of that? Oh man, is that still around?
I think so.
Is that still around?
I don't know.
I haven't heard the Hush Your Face rap in a long time.
Oh, fuck, I wish we had that. No, I don't. All right.
No, I don't.
I want to say thanks to John over at Brand X. He actually, I don't know if he was out of character or what, but it was like 10 minutes about how smart I am. So I'm okay. I'm back cool with Brand X again.
How smart you are?
Why do you seem so confused, Dick?
What was he talking about? Where did he get that from?
Math and shit. Fuck off.
Did you help him with his taxes or what? I don't understand.
Anyway, go check out Brand X podcast. Check out The Unwritable Rant. What else? Who else?
I'd like to say thank you to Peter Norica for writing us a song, theme song. And I'm still waiting on Oddball to write us a rap theme song.
Hey, you sent me a message and said you listened to Odd Dad Out.
Yes.
That's one that's completely out of character for you.
Yes. So I had heard through the...
Can you talk about this and still be respectful?
No.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Is your labia hanging out? All right. Splash. So you see you later. No. Fuck you. I'm